Lost for words, unfortunately. We came here, off the back of some good results, some good team performances, and yeah, just we just weren't at it today. We were doing so many things wrong, and they were doing things, a lot better, a lot sharper than what we were doing.
They are a very good side, but is it a case of them so much better than the Orient, or is it the O's just didn't deliver today?
I mean, they outplayed us. Disappointing as a captain. They outworked us. They seemed a lot sharper than us, and it's something that as a captain, as players, as professionals, that shouldn't happen. We need to unfortunately put this to one side, and with only 3 games left, we can't dwell on this now. We've got to be upbeat and positive and move on to, what's a massive game for us on Tuesday.
Just heard from the manager, Fabio Luani. He apologised to the supporters, many of whom didn't see the final whistle.
Yeah, and rightly so. We as players have not only let ourselves down today, we've let a good number of travelling fans down. And fans listening to on the radio, we've let them down massively. And we need everybody to stick together. I know it's a tough one to take today, but like I said, it's one to put, to the back of his minds now, and focus on Rochdale, and hope that we can get the fans on our side again, and we're desperately trying as best to do that.
Fabio says he still believes the players still as well.
Of course, yeah. It's one of them. If you don't believe, you shouldn't be with us. It's a group that is desperate to do well and get out of this mess. And like I say, we feel as if it's still in our hands. We've got to be positive, and we've got some good players, and we need to make sure they're delivering on match day.
Still in your hands. If you win the game in hand, that's Tuesday at Rochdale. It's not going to be easy.
No, it's not. No, it's not just a case of we go and win his game in hand and everything's rosy. It's still going to be a tough test away from home again. We're desperate to do well.
Psychologically, it's a huge blow. How can you react and respond so quickly with the game coming up in midweek?
It's down to managing the players, I guess, and me being as captain, it's to get round as many people as possible. And like I said, put it to the back of his mind. It's over with now. There's nothing we can do about it. We can all have a sulk on the coach and whatnot, but tomorrow we need to be in bright and breezy, and looking forward to the game on Tuesday. There's no time now, unfortunately, in the season to be sat looking through videos and what we've done wrong, what we've done right, and whatnot. It's a case of focusing now on Tuesday's game. Of course, we're disappointed. It's a disappointing dressing room in there, and the coach journey won't be much fun. I wouldn't have thought the trip back for many fans would be much fun. But we, like I say, we focus on Tuesday and look forward to that.
It's a bonus that it comes very quickly after this setback, an opportunity for players to make amends.
Of course, yeah. There's so many of us, not at the races today, and we'll be desperate to get that starting 11 place and prove to not only ourselves but fans, the manager, and family, friends, you want to prove people wrong and go out there and put on a good performance.
It's probably an unfair question, but you said you weren't at the races. The question has to be why.
It's like I say, I think they were a lot sharper than us. They moved the ball a lot quicker. I guess possibly we allowed that too much. They got into their rhythm. And yeah, it was hard to contain. It felt like a bit of a pre-season game. I shouldn't probably say that, but we stood off them too much and let them dictate to us rather than being the away side and being a little bit more aggressive. We've come to MK Dons in the past and done pretty well, I think, in previous seasons by pressing them high and possibly putting in a little tackle here and there, which was non-existent today.
Weren't many positives, but at least we saw a goal from Jay Simpson. It's been a while.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, he's been fantastic in training, been desperate to get his chance, and I'm pleased for him. He worked hard, possibly up there times on his own sometimes, and he's got his goal, and like I say, it's a positive for him. Hopefully that gives us that little extra bite on Tuesday, I guess.
There's been so many downs in this season of disappointment. Is this the biggest one?
Of course, because it's the most recent. It's still sort of fresh in our minds at the moment that we've not done well. And as a professional, you've you go out every game, you know, wanting to do as well as you can. And you know, it wasn't individuals; it was a team today, and a team that didn't do well.
Something to prove now Tuesday.
Of course, yeah. You know, can't wait for it. You're obviously disappointed now, but you know, we can't wait to put a lot of things right on Tuesday.